People, people who need people.
The Cardinal Stage Company has unveiled the second of its one-man shows in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center's Rose Fire Bay. It's Jonathan Tolan's Buyer and Seller. That seller is in basement. It's the worthy winner of the Off-Broadway Alliance's Best Unique Theatrical Experience Award. Playwright Tolans has had success with theater, film, and television. He's co-written a show for Bette Midler, and he's a panelist on the Metropolitan Opera Radio Quiz. Tolans is aware, clued in, and cultured with a capital C. Buyer and Seller begins as actor Remy Germanario introduces himself quite personably and proceeds to tell the audience that he's going to play Alex, an imaginary actor in a story that never happened, set in Barbara Streisand's real basement mall and repository of all her years of collected stuff. Germanario proceeds to tell the story of Alex's getting a job in Barbara's basement mall as the custodian of her busy bee shop, the dress shop, the gift shop, and the popcorn and frozen yogurt machines. Although Alex is fascinated with some of the stuff, life gets lonely below stairs. He fantasizes, plays with the dolls, and dusts. All this changes with visits from Barbara herself. Dramatic scenes of Brooklyn-style bartering, and even a bit of coaching for a possible upcoming role in a production of Gypsy. Through it all, Germanario is smoothly carrying on both sides of a conversation with his gripey boyfriend Barry, Sharon, the guardian of Barbara's estate, Barbara herself, and even James Brolin. It occasionally wears a bit thin, but overall quite a tour de force for the actor. As I thought back on Thursday night's preview performance, I realized I'd been taken. The card sharp told me the card that I'd picked. The bean wasn't under the can where I was sure it had been placed. The lady wasn't sawed in half. I'd been had by a clever playwright, a well-invested actor, and a nicely staged production. Theater magic had occurred. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of Jonathan Tolan's Buyers and Sellers and Mike Daisy's The Agony and Ecstasy of Steve Jobs continue in repertory in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center's Intimate Rose Fire Bay through November 22nd. The Steve Jobs is a wonderfully involving lesson and a sermon, buyer and seller, all entertainment. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.